For a long time, car dealers have been chasing satisfaction, but now the new watchword is trust. And we're going to be speaking with Ian Beavis. He is an expert on trust, and he is the Chief Strategy Officer with AMCI Global. So let's go to that interview right now and see how auto manufacturers and dealers are looking to gain your trust and what it means to you. One doesn't usually associate car dealers with the word trust, but it's becoming more and more important, I think, to car dealers and more important to retailers overall, establishing people's trust and keeping it. And with us is not only an expert on the auto industry, but also an expert on trust in the auto industry. His name is Ian Beavis. He is Chief Strategy Officer at AMCI Global. Thanks so much for being with us, Ian.
Pleased to be with you.
First, why don't you tell us a little bit about what AMCI Global does? I know it's a wide variety of things, but maybe you can sum it up for our listeners.
Yeah, we've been operating for over 35 years. We've done over 15 million consumer experiences. We started out in vehicle testing, which is still a big, important piece of our business. We do experiential events for the media as well as for consumers. Run ride and drive events, and we also do a lot of dealership and OEM training, and we do all of this globally. So it's we're an unusual company in that we specialize solely in the automotive category, and we have these three pillars, which each of them work with each other to inform how we do our business. We're probably a much more strategic and more educational and more thoughtful in our approach to consumer events than probably any of the competition out there.
I think that sums it up really well. And tell us how you decided, how you as an organization decided that exploring trust and teaching about trust was an important thing to do.
Well, the genesis of it is that, you know, our training people, our coaches have been, you know, training dealership personnel for years, and the industry has had an obsession with satisfaction for 30-odd years, and still, you know, really still paying people to take the cars off their hands. And so we had a hypothesis there was a higher order of something required to move the industry. And trust had always been talked about, but we discovered, much to our surprise, that in the auto category, no one was really measuring it. So we worked with another research company and developed a model for how to go out and test the hypothesis last year, and then this is the second year we've run the study. And the correlation between trust and owner loyalty and advocacy has tremendously high correlations. It is absolutely a game changer. Best way to describe it is that, you know, if you think of satisfaction, yeah, satisfaction is somewhat rational. It's meeting expectations, and so you get someone satisfied. That doesn't get you where you need to go. Satisfaction is, you know, a subset of trust. If you shoot for trust, you will get satisfaction. And in fact, there are 10 drivers of trust that we've identified, satisfaction being part of one of them. So it's very important. It's the meetings we've been having with OEMs have been a real eye-opener, because it's like the penny sort of drops with everyone. Is my God, this is a game changer, because this is really about exceeding expectations. This is about not things gone wrong, but things gone right. So it changes the entire nature of the conversation. And it's not just, you know, can we go and tick the box and do a survey? It's a case of you have to fundamentally change the way you think about your business and your training.
Tell our listeners why loyalty and advocacy are so important, Ian.
Well, loyalty, well, you know, it costs you significantly less to keep someone in your brand than to go and get a new person into your brand. And at the moment, you know, loyalty in the auto industry, as you know, overall is about 55-56%. So, you know, you want to make sure you're keeping the people you've got and obviously getting new people in.
And that's really defined as people staying in the same brand, right? Not necessarily the same vehicle they had before, but the next time around they buy a vehicle from the same brand.
Absolutely, yes. And that's why you see this incredible expansion in the number of models in some of these even smaller brands. It's to keep people in their brands. So loyalty it's always been a very important element of what goes on in automotive brands. And then advocacy is this higher order of things, because you know, when I was at Nielsen in my many previous lives, people who advocate, you know, influence up to 14 other people. So if they're a real high order a loyal customer, they will be and become an advocate for you. There's a multiplier effect, you know, by 14, which is just simply staggering. So, you know, loyalty and advocacy are essential, and they're particularly essential in a product that's expensive, that you keep for a long time, and you have multiple points of contact through the life of that product. So the dealers and OEMs have a tremendous opportunity to build loyalty and advocacy if they focus on the right things and focus on doing things right, not just satisfying.
Well, I know in your trust study, you identified some brands that are doing things right and are gaining the trust of the consumer out there. Tell us about some of those, would you?
Yes, we've got the non-luxury category and we've got the luxury category. So in the most trusted brands we identified in the luxury category are Genesis, Tesla, and Infiniti. And Infiniti are one of the most improved. And in the non-luxury, we identified three brands that really did the best job there, and that is Chevrolet, GMC, and Kia. And you know, Kia has, and GMC have both been, you know, near the top of the tree before. What both the non-luxury and the luxury guys have in common is they have taken a lot of the friction out of the retail and the ownership process. So they're doing things like more transparency in the way they price and talk to their consumers at both in the service drive and during the sales process. Genesis, in particular, you know, is doing a higher percentage of what is taking place for the customer off premises. So they're, you know, delivering vehicles or having meetings with the customer on their terms, where they want, when they want, which is, you know, a best practice that the industry knows.
No, it's certainly not the norm. And I think one of the things you found about the auto industry, and maybe not surprising to those of us who are close to us, maybe not surprising overall, is that the auto industry doesn't do all that well in establishing trust. Both its retailers and its brands are not exactly well known for trust versus other industries. And you found that, correct?
No, it's not. No, the if you look at other industries, automotive is sort of in the middle to the bottom end of it. So, on a scale of 1 to 100, the highest ranked automotive brands are around 40, whereas the highest brands in other categories, the highest rated ones, are in the high 70s. So there's a lot of room for improvement. And I have to say, we've been able, unlike satisfaction, which no one's been able to quantify and put into financial terms, what is the impact of satisfaction on your business? With trust, we've got, you know, calculations and correlations that demonstrate that there is a definite impact. If you build trust even by one percentage point in the auto industry, the impact on your bottom line is hundreds of millions of dollars. And this is what makes trust so sticky and so absolutely essential for the automotive companies to basically future-proof their business, because the business is changing. It's not just about the product. You look at, you know, all the mobility services and subscription services and other areas that the business is changing in the retail environment. It's just essential now that you focus on the right things and not just doing things right. So trust is really very, very important. One final thing that, you know, people probably don't know is we are hardwired at the day we're born to trust. And there's a chemical that is our favorite chemical. We don't even realize this. It's called oxytocin. And it's been demonstrated worldwide. It doesn't matter what culture, gender, where you are in the world, every human being has this chemical in their body and it makes them feel good. And that is, you know, what is so essential and so important about trust. So there's a lot of discussion going on about it, but you've got people like Paul Zak and Simon Sinek who talk about this a great deal. There's a lot of literature and medical literature that says this is an essential piece of the human anatomy. And if we, frankly, are smart and focus on this and do it right, and because execution is absolutely everything here, it can change the business. And there's some OEMs out there now that are really starting to pivot into this direction. So it's a very interesting time. This is starting to have a real impact on the business, for all the right reasons.
What are things that consumers are likely to see in dealerships or from automotive brands that would be a change to indicate that the brand is moving toward a position of trust?
There's several areas. One of which, of course, is, you know, greater transparency in the way they deal with people. Having, you know, some sense of intuition. You know, one of the things that I learned many years ago, and you know this, is you don't sell things to people. You create the environment for them to buy. And that's a fundamental difference. and it takes you from a more transactional approach to a more relational approach. So you're going to see salespeople, you know, be less selling and more interested in what you are and trying to anticipate your needs. One of the other areas, I think, in auto, which is one of the things that drives customers crazy, is this handover that, you know, you go from one person to another person to another person through a dealership process, a buying process. That is absolutely, that has got to stop. It doesn't happen in other businesses, and it does need to stop in this. That one person.
Yeah, I mean, just as you establish a rapport and some level of trust with that salesperson, they pass you over to the F&I person or the general manager or whomever, and you have to reestablish trust all over again.
Totally. It is a trust breaker. And the best practices people out there are starting to have this one point of contact. This person who you build a relationship with at the very start, who asks all the right questions to understand what it is you need, and then takes you through the process and becomes a trusted advisor. That's, you know, if you think of the best experiences you've had in retail and other categories, that's exactly what has happened. And it's happened probably for a product costing $100 instead of one costing $40,000. So this is a very important shift. And frankly, all the studies that are out there at the moment in the auto category, you know, have had indications of this. We have conclusive proof that this is the right way to go. And the reason we've been able to do it this way is that we're one of the few studies anywhere that actually looks at this trust at the OEM level and then separately at the dealer level. And there's an interrelationship between them because there's a lot of things the OEM does that do impact the dealer and the dealer gets blamed. But there are things that the dealers are doing on their own that really do need to change as well. So it's an ecosystem that needs to change, and we're seeing it starting to move that way. And the people that are at the top of the list in our study this time around, there's definite movement, and they're focusing on these things. One other point I just want to make too, the brand I didn't talk about here, which I think is important to talk about, is Kia and Chevrolet. Kia is a relatively new brand and relatively small in general terms. Chevrolet is an enormous brand, and they are, you know, they are a superior brand in the mainstream category. So it shows that if you start to pivot towards the right things, and you start to achieve results, you can do it even for a brand as big as Chevrolet.
Yeah, and I see we see it demonstrated even in their advertising campaign that is very customer focused.
Very customer focused. Yeah, that's absolute. And the other thing is managing expectations. I think that, you know, it's very important that you know if you set expectations at realistic levels, and then you know you have some dealers that are obviously exceeding those. And I think that the customer first, customer centric approach that you're starting to see by these leading companies is really starting to take effect. And it's, you know, let me tell you, you know, look at how those companies I've just listed, how they're performing in the marketplace in terms of both their sales and their financials. There's some good things happening there. This shows that this is the right thing to be doing.
Absolutely. Well, Ian Beavis, Chief Strategy Officer at AMCI Global. I think we've kind of only scratched the surface on this, but thanks so much for sharing this with us. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Happy to do it anytime, Jack. Thank you.
We've been talking with Ian Beavis, Chief Strategy Officer with AMCI Global, about the very important issue of trust. Thanks so much for being with us, and join us again next time on America on the Road, right here on Driving Today.